This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. We're going to spend a few minutes looking at some key races in last night's election. And we start with a measure on affirmative action. For the second time in just over two decades, Washington voters appear to be saying no. But Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins says supporters hope the legislature will take up the issue again.
I think for at least the moment, a statewide vote on this issue might have the effect of chilling action on affirmative action. But what the proponents are saying is that they hope and expect that it wouldn't have an effect of chilling action over the next 20 years, for instance. They think that this issue could come back and be considered again.
Now, opponents say they are prepared to challenge any future laws on this subject, as they did this year. Meanwhile, a group of community leaders gathered at Hinghay Park today in Seattle's International District. They said, regardless of how the affirmative action measure turns out, they'll continue working to support policies that promote the interests of minority communities across the state. Democratic State Representative Mi Lin Tai came to the United States in 1983 as a refugee from Vietnam. She says she didn't see herself represented in the community at first, and now she's working toward equity and access.
Access of higher education, access to economic growth and development, access in being part of being belong to a community where you are being affirmed of who you are.
Let's turn now to the King County Council. In that race, three incumbents won re-election: Jean Cole Wells, Claudia Balducci, and Joe McDermott. One incumbent appears headed to defeat. Larry Gossett trails Girmay Zahalai by a wide margin. Gossett's been on the council for 25 years. Zahalai says his grassroots campaign was a factor that helped him pull ahead.
We knocked on 30,000 doors from the outset. We rejected all money from corporations and corporate PACs. When people see that, especially in a context of a city where big corporate interests are trying to buy our local elections, they see our campaign as one of the ones that is going to fight for the people.
Outside money was at play in city elections as well. Seattle City Council member Shama Sawant trails challenger Egan Orion. Orion was among the candidates backed by a political action committee tied to the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, which received a lot of money from Amazon. Councilmember Lorena Gonzalez told KNKX this morning that it's too early to tell if Amazon's donations made an impact, but she says the early results strongly reflect the values of voters.
They believe in their voice as voters, and that is more valuable than having their votes purchased by the highest bidder in these elections.
There are some close races, too, including Seattle City Council District 7, a razor-thin margin there, just 20 votes between Jim Pugel and Andrew Lewis. If we're talking about close races, we also have to look to Pierce County for the Port of Tacoma Commission, Position 5. Now, you might remember last week our environment reporter, Bellamy Palethorpe, talked about this race with Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick, and they had this exchange.
Vying for this open seat are Kristen Ang and Dave Bryant.
What sets them apart?
Almost everything. This race is a study in contrast.
Ang is a vocal critic of Puget Sound Energy's planned LNG project at the port. Bryant is pro-LNG, and so they are far apart on the issues, but super close in the results. Updated numbers this afternoon show Ang trailing Bryant by only 516 votes. One more to watch in Whatcom County. Two candidates there vying for the open seat of county executive. Satpal Sidhu narrowly leads Tony Larson, just 163 votes between them, with nearly 65,000 ballots counted. Larson is the head of the Whatcom Business Alliance. Sidhu is serving his first term on the Whatcom County Council. So those are some of the key races we're following. Now, if you didn't hear something you were hoping for, fear not. We have much more on our website, knkx.org.